A mining company is exploring the possibility of building a new mine underneath a wilderness area in northwest Montana. As Montana Public Radio's Ellis Julin reports, the proposal has been met with mixed reviews.
The Hecla Mining Company wants to know how much copper and silver ore exists at an old mining site 20 miles south of the town of Libby. The Libby Exploration Project, formerly referred to as the Montanore Mine, would explore a mine shaft dug under the Cabinet Mountains wilderness in the 1980s. On a recent tour for locals, Hecla's Director of Environmental Operations, Marty Stearns, said the exploration would not further disturb the surface area.
We have 11.6 acres disturbed here. This project will disturb no more. This is all private land, privately owned, so the only thing that's happening under Forest Service is it's all underground.
Today, Sanders and Lincoln counties have some of the highest unemployment rates in the state. Some locals see a new mine as a job creator. Hecla agrees, but cautions that an actual mine and the jobs that come with it is still many years away.
So realistically, if everything proved out through this, an optimistic approach is 10 years before we would ever see an actual mine.
Libby resident Mike Fantasia attended the mine tour and said he felt less concerned and guardedly optimistic about the mine's potential impacts.
But after seeing the edit and after coming over to Troy and seeing the reclaimed tailings pond of the old Asarco mine, I have a much more open mind.
Local environmental groups are concerned about potential downstream impacts to nearby Libby Creek. Rick Bass with the Yaak Valley Forest Council questions what impacts chemicals in the drilling fluids and additives could have for the watershed.
You know, that sounds like not in my backyard. This isn't anybody's backyard. This is our kitchen in Libby. This is the water that comes out of our faucet.
Bass is also concerned by the site's proximity to important wildlife habitat, including federally protected grizzly bears and bull trout. There is now a period where anyone who commented on the Forest Service's environmental assessment of the project can object. That will run through early September. The Forest Service will then have 30 days to evaluate objections and make a decision on permitting the exploration. Reporting from Libby, I'm Ellis Julin.